Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Well, today I wanted to go through this Trader's Journey episode and basically walk you through mentors, why you need them, what you hope to get from them, and how you can choose them, and also some of the things that you might come across as well whilst dealing with a mentor, because they're not there to just make you happy, they're there to help you. So there might be some harsh realities that you're forced to face. Now, I learned to trade through trial and error, but realistically, the area that I learned the most, the place that took me to where I'm at today, was working with people that knew what they were doing. Bottom line is this: you can have an entrepreneurial spirit, and that's wonderful. And you can think, I'll just sort it out myself. I'll work it out myself. And that's a wonderful thought. And I had the same. That's exactly what I did. I'd had a couple of little successful businesses as a kid, basically. And, you know, at about, I think it was 21, I made a bit of money off doing a shop fit out of all things. And I decided, right, well, what am I going to do here? Am I going to take off around the world, or am I going to move to Bondi, or what am I going to do? And I actually came down to Bondi and checked out a house down here to move into, and decided I was going to go and travel around the world. So at that point, I took off and saw on a billboard in London a sign that said trading risk-free or something along those lines. And that was spread betting in the UK. Now, for me, I decided I was going to get involved in that, and I went ahead and blew £3,000 almost immediately. Now, keep in mind, this was back when the pound was about $2.80 to a dollar. $2.80 to a pound, I should say. So it hurt. It hurt in a big way. Now, I kept on trying to learn myself for about 12 months. Learned all about indicators, learned all about everything. But it wasn't until I actually went and basically started working for somebody who had a bunch of traders with them that I actually started to learn. And what I would do is I'd get in there early in the morning, and before work would start, you know, sort of a 9-to-5 job, I'd be in there before work started, and I'd stay till as long as the traders stayed and just learn from them. I was like probably pretty annoying for some of them. And for some of them I stayed away from because, yep, they thought it was annoying. But for the ones that weren't too worried about me sort of hovering over their shoulders and asking them the odd question, it certainly helped me to develop. So that got me to a point where I felt like I had an understanding, a core understanding for the markets, but the strategies that they had taught didn't really resonate with me, and it didn't seem to me that there was a structured enough approach. They did a lot of trading based on feel, and that didn't suit me, okay? It wasn't like, you know, they'd had lots and lots of experience. They didn't necessarily have a checklist. I'm sure they could have come up with one if they were asked to, but they were sort of old school traders. Then I came across another person who actually worked with him there and started his own business. And I clung on to that person, started working for them, and basically really, really sort of like remora'd to them. Remora is the sucker fish that sits on the side of the big shark with a squishy sucker head. And basically, you know, learnt what they were up to, what they were trading. Now, there were some elements that I took from both that came together. Both of them were very, very similar, you know, in the sense that they're both trend traders. And it wasn't just the strategy that was important. The second mentor that I had in trading, as a trading mentor, second or third, the one that had the biggest effect on me was the one that was the harshest. It was invested in my success because I'd committed that I would do what I was told, and I continued to not do what I was told until, you know, I was threatened with, well, look, if you don't start listening, then what's the point? I'm wasting my time here. And told me to get rid of sloping trend lines and a few other subjective areas in my trading. Now, I copped a lot for that. You know, for me, it was really hard. I felt like I was making progress. And then all of a sudden, somebody tells you that more or less, you're pretty crap. And you think you're good, but you're not. And just because I was making money didn't mean that I was a good trader. And it took a lot for me to get my head around that. But, you know, this is something you're going to face if you do decide to work with somebody in the Slack community with a number of the people that I do work with. There's things that I say that they might not agree with, but it doesn't matter because I'm right. I'm the one with experience. I know these things. I don't say things to confuse people, to upset people, to foggy the water. I say things to give you clarity, to help you to face an issue head on. So there's going to be a journey that you're going to take, and sometimes it's not going to be as fruitful and pretty and lovely as you might have considered it to be. Mentors are incredibly important, though, because they've been there before you. They've made the mistakes. They've gone through the process, and now they've come out the other side. This is the reason that you work with them. This is the reason that people work with me. And this is the reason that I worked with other people. And this is the reason that I continue to stay very close to my mentors. And I've actually got a team around me now. The team that I have around me is more about keeping my mindset in check so that I can execute my list flawlessly. And for those of you who are following me on Instagram, at Trader Cobb, pretty straightforward that you'll actually have seen a little bit about my routine recently. I've been posting a bit more stuff in that feed on Instagram, so go ahead and join that. But mentors are there to tell you the tough things that you might not listen to. They're there to point things out that you might not have thought, because as a lot of my mentors have said, both business mentors and trading mentors, it's often when you take yourself outside of the business and look down on it that you have your biggest steps forward. Now, if you're caught up within the business, i.e. you're the one running around placing the trades, taking the screenshots, trying to, you know, make sense of everything, you can often miss some of the really obvious things. Getting a mentor is so important to teach you guys. It's so important to keep you honest, keep you true, point out where you need to improve, and sometimes just give you a quick smack across the jaws and say, listen, you're not doing the right thing. Stop making excuses and start listening. Part of your journey as a trader is you will find a mentor. You will find people that you will work with. It will happen. Now, whether that be me, whether that be somebody else, I don't know. But it needs to happen, and it needs to happen sooner rather than later. Every single top trader that I know that makes a living from this, and I'm not talking about people that are necessarily making gazillions of dollars, just people that make a good, honest living from trading, all had a mentor. So take that on the nose, understand whatever you can take from that, take from it. It's really important. Have a fantastic day, guys, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Trader's Journey. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.